Welcome to The Left Brain Artist. I'm Suzanne Redman. Today I'm going to talk about how you can develop your online brand. Your brand is simply what people think of when they hear your name. For artists, you'd like them to think of your art. But with the advent of the internet and the ease at which you can tell stories, you've greatly expanded what your brand is. Your brand could be your particular kind of paintings, but it can also include the fact that you live near the ocean and your color palette is influenced by the blues of the water and the sky. Or it can include your subject matter, like whimsical children or animals, which could be motivated by your family life. Your brand could include travel or gardening or home decorating. All of these things are brought into your brand by the stories that you tell through your online presence. Only you can decide which parts of your life you'd like to include in your brand. People today want to know the stories and feel that they know you, the artist, before they decide to buy a piece of art. Impulsive purchases are rare, so you can't count on people just magically discovering you. You need to work on putting your stories out there, and you'll do that through all the ways you use social media. First of all, you need to decide what part of your story you want to tell. Your business at its core is selling your art or selling your art classes. But you may also believe that there are other parts of your life that you'd like to tell in your story, so you'll have to kind of curate what you want to put out there. You may feel it is important for people to know that you have children, or that you have a strong spiritual life, or that you volunteer at a local animal shelter. You want people to relate to you, so that's why you'd like to include these aspects of your life in your brand. It is true that moms will like to buy from other moms. And someone who likes to travel will find it interesting that you travel to teach classes all over the world. So you decide what you want to show to the world on your business sites. You'll also want to decide how much. I think a lot of artists, when posting on their business sites, will talk about their kids maybe once every 10 or so posts, or even less often. They want the number one thing that they post about to be their business and their art. They just try to balance it, with the scales tipping more toward art than their personal life. Just make a decision that feels comfortable to you and realize that you're under no obligation to post anything personal and you're under no obligation to leave all the personal aspects of your life out. So let's focus on the art aspects of your internet presence. Unfortunately, if you don't post often, people will forget about you. If you want to grow your business through all the connections of all the different social media sites, you're going to have to post often. The best way to do this is to make a plan. If you plan to post daily, don't worry that you don't finish a piece of art every single day. Your plan can include posting sketches of your art, work in progress photos of your art, supplies that you're using, mini videos of the creation process, photos of inspiration pieces or inspiration locations, pictures of the location where you're making the art, like in your studio or outside in your yard or on vacation. For completed art, you can post a picture of a small portion of the art, or the whole thing, or how it's displayed in a home. If you teach classes, you can post photos of your plans or proposals, your sample art item that will be made in the class, packets of materials that you supply the students, or tools or other materials that you'll be using in the class. You'll also want to show photos of you out at art receptions or festivals where you sell your art. And of course, all the art photos don't need to be your own. You can post photos of other people's art for inspiration. When using all your social media accounts, you're going to want to link them to your website. You should treat your website as a landing page because it can hold so much more information than a single Instagram or Facebook post. Have a great about page that tells people about you and your brand. Get some great photos taken of you, either a headshot or a full body with a piece of your art. The website should also be the location where you list everything that you have for sale, whether that's your artwork or your live classes or online workshops or retreats that you are hosting or where you're teaching. When posting to social media, provide the link to your website so that you can get people to the place where they can do the buying. It shouldn't be hard for anyone to find your website, no matter where they find you on the internet. Selling can be hard for some people, so think of it more as sharing. You are sharing with others your art and your personality. You want people to want to get to know you. Another way you can do that is by responding to every comment you receive from any social media account or from your website. You also want to comment on others' accounts. Comment on their artwork. Show support for other artists. Comment on your customers' and students' pages. Get to know them and let them get to know you. When making any kind of post, don't just think of it as a hard sell. Yes, you're trying to sell, but you're also providing value to your customers. So you need to think about what you are providing them. What can you do for your readers? Why should they be going to your sites? For example, if you sell classes where you are teaching abstract art, you should post a lot of photos of your abstract art. That way, you're telling people that you love to make abstract art and you're good at it. And you know that others like that kind of art, and you've discovered some really cool techniques to making that art. All of these things will make it desirable for someone to take your abstract art class, but you're not doing a hardcore sell. Think about an artist that you like on the internet. Do they make one post that says, "Buy this painting here for $100, and then you decide to buy that painting right then and there? No, it usually doesn't work that way. Instead, the customer may look at 20 posts that you do over a long period of time, or 50 posts, or a couple hundred posts. And during all that time, they're getting to know you. They're getting a clear idea in their head of your brand and what you are all about. And when they decide they like what they've seen, and I don't mean just seeing your painting that's for sale, when they like what they've seen about you and your brand and that painting, then they'll decide to buy something from you. You have to realize that your customer is trying to have a relationship with you, whether you've ever talked to that customer before or not. That customer has been watching your posts and comments and art, and they're using all that information to decide about buying something. Okay, so you've thought about the story of you and what you'd like your customer to know about you. Now think about the art. What do you want them to know about this one piece of art? Use your social media to tell the story about that art. Let's say you've painted a beautiful sunset. You could post the photo of the sunset that inspired your painting. You could post a photo of a location of that sunset. You can tell why you were at that location. Were you on vacation? Did you travel far away to teach a class? And when you stepped outside of your classroom, you saw that sunset? Maybe you were inspired by another artist's sunset, and so you decided to paint your own. You may not think these things are interesting, but believe me, they are. Everybody likes to hear a little story. That's why they're scrolling through things in social media, to hear stories. So don't believe that any little tidbit of a story is too small. Many artists wonder if they should be posting prices with their art. I think on your website, if you have a gallery of items that are available for sale, then most definitely you should. But should you include the price in an Instagram post, for example? I would say sometimes yes, sometimes no. If you're specifically doing a sale, like posting 20 items and calling it a special sale, then of course you'll include the prices. But on everyday art you're posting, I would say generally no, you won't include the price. But you can sometimes. Think of it as a special occasion when you post a price. And tell a story about why you're posting the price. For example, maybe you've run out of space in your studio and you have to get rid of your largest painting. Or the painting is from a few years back. Or it was hanging in a restaurant for a few months and now you want to offer it for sale. Think of a good reason and only do it once in a while so it doesn't just look like you're begging for a sale all the time. Another thing you can talk about in your social media is your upcoming events. Your website should include a calendar or list of upcoming art shows, exhibits, and classes. But you can talk about them in a more immediate manner using your social media. Post when you have early bird pricing for your classes. Post reminders 1 week before and 1 day before an art event. And I'll add one more thing here that I kind of touched on before. Don't make your social media be all about you and ignore everyone else. Post about a friend's art reception. Post photos of you at art events with other artists. Post pictures of their art too. This is a great way to be supportive of other artists. Post photos of the art that you bought from other artists. Show pictures of it on display in your home. By posting about other artists, you're showing what you admire. You're showing that you are generous in how you talk about artists and their talent. You're showing that you like other kinds of art, and you are building a sense of community with other artists. And the other thing, you're showing that you're going out and doing art-filled things in real life. While you want people to know that you make a lot of art, you also want them to know that you get out and you are social in real life. I realize that's just a contradiction, but yes, you should show in your social media life that you are social in real life too. I hope you'll use some of these ideas to build up your brand. I'm going to use this overused word again and say, just be authentic. Be real, be honest, be giving, but keep a little of your private life to yourself too. And I'll add one more thing about using social media to build up your brand. Only do it as long as you enjoy doing it. If you're not comfortable sharing, if you don't like doing Instagram or Twitter or whatever, then don't do it. Be true to yourself and enjoy making your art. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Left Brain Artist. As always, if you like what you're hearing, leave me a review on iTunes. You may subscribe to this podcast through any of the podcast apps, and you'll get each episode downloaded free every week. This podcast is created and produced by me. The music I use is from Squire Tuck. You can find a list and link to all my podcast episodes on my website, SuzanneRedmond.com. I also include show notes for every episode, so be sure and check out that on my website. I've got photos of the artwork for every artist I've interviewed, as well as links to their websites. I'm Suzanne Redmond. See you next time.